Well, Andrew Slate is an author, a naturalist, and an outdoorsman, and he joins us this morning as our guest for North Shore, where apparently we'll talk about stomping through the mud up and down the North Shore. I'm just trying to figure out about how you recreate in a super fun way when it's kind of cold and kind of rainy. Hi, Andrew. Good morning.
Well, with that kind of intro, how are we going to convince anybody that actually it's a great time to get in the woods?
Come because if anybody can do it, you can. You expand people's horizons.
Well, you didn't even mention, like, the ticks out there either.
So. Are there ticks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I missed that part. Ew. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, we might as well just hang it up right here. No, it's actually a great time of woods. Great time of year to get out in the woods. They're actually drying. Compared to where they were, you know, a month ago, the woods are definitely drying up. And I actually really recommend people bring gaiters, wear gaiters, if you know what those are. They go around your boot and up to your knee, and that catches all the mud.
And the ticks.
And the ticks.
You're a genius.
No. I mean, the forest floor is drying up. You know, the spring wildflowers are starting to come out. There's all those great spring ephemerals that are showing up along the hiking trails. You go in any kind of like maple forest or other deciduous forest around here, and there'll be violets and anemones. There'll be some flowering shrubs out there. So it's actually, you know, if you're into natural history, it's a great time to get out. So one of my favorite spring wildflower hikes is out in Jay Cook State Park. It's a bit of a drive from Duluth, but you go across the swinging bridge and they have what's called the Ridge Trails up there, right through a big, beautiful maple forest. And I have heard, I've not been out there, but I've heard that the spring wildflowers are showing up there now. So,
well, Larry's been talking about them, and he lives kind of out in that general direction. And the deal with the spring ephemerals is that as soon as the overstory fills in and they can't get any sun anymore, they're done.
Right. Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
So they start really early,
yep.
And this is the time for you to see them, and they're called ephemerals. Because they're ephemeral. Get it?
Exactly. They come and they go. They pass with there's a Latin root for ephemeral, but I won't get into that.
Thank you.
You know, if you can't get all the way to Jay Cook, you can actually take the Duluth City bus to some of the parts of the Superior Hiking Trail here in Duluth. In my book, Hiking the North Shore, I have a hike called Peace Ridge, which is actually the Superior Hiking Trail out off of 40th Avenue West. And that gets you into some really nice maple forest in there, too. So, I would say, if you're into this stuff, and if you use Facebook, there's a group called Duluth Phenology.
Oh, yeah.
You should definitely join Duluth Phenology. That's phenology with a PH. It is not phrenology, which is bumps on your head.
Bumps on your head.
Phenology. And lots of people, including some North Shore radio hosts, are just posting photos of the flowers as they bloom and interesting things going on. So
it's a great resource because if you see a flower, a plant, a bug, a bird, fill in the blank.
Right.
Somebody on Duluth Phenology knows how to identify
it
for you.
Right. Yep.
And they tell you, oh, I saw this beautiful thing when I was hiking thus and such. And so
right.
You can get an idea of places to go. And
right.
If you ask a question, there's always somebody online and they're always very helpful and there to answer questions.
And I think you can actually just join the group.
I think so. I think it's an open
group.
There's no
exclusive, like, secret handshake or anything. So,
well, there might be,
get out on those trails now. I wanted, you know, so we've been talking about where the hiking is.
Right.
I just want to talk briefly about where it isn't, if that's okay.
Aren't there some places where they really don't want you to, well, I know there are places they don't want you to be bicycling in particular because they don't want you to cut the trail all up?
Right. I know some of the mountain bike trails have, as of a couple of weeks ago, we're not quite open yet. I can't tell you whether they are or not. But one place where hiking definitely is not is there's a part of the Superior Hiking Trail up between Gooseberry Falls and Split Rock that is now closed. It ran across some private landowner's land, and hikers were really abusive of the privilege of hiking on that private land, and so that landowner kicked the trail off. Which is a really sad story, but we went up and hiked. I'm putting hike in air quotes. We hiked the detour that they posted this weekend, and it puts you on the Gitche-Gami bike trail. So it's not really a hike through the woods. It's definitely not muddy because it's 10 feet wide of pavement.
Right.
So if you're really afraid of mud, that bike trail is a place to go.
Well, bad apples. This is what happens when there are bad apples.
Exactly, right. I was thinking as I'm hiking along, as I'm quote-unquote hiking across along this hiking this bicycle trail, it's like, whoever it was that was the bad apple out there should hike this trail and do penance.
Yes, yes.
But it's, you know, so about half of it is right parallel to Highway 61 and kind of icky because the cars are booming by. There actually is a couple parts, places where this bicycle trail winds down to the lakeshore and gets you to these kind of cool private beaches that you never would have gotten to. There's a beach called Thompson Beach and another one called Iona's Beach. They're actually fairly nice places to experience, but didn't feel like a hike in the same way that it should. So.
Well, it makes you appreciate your opportunities to hike in the areas the way they ought to be, the way they were envisioned.
Right, right.
And again, let's hope that something can be worked out so that, you know, folks aren't abusing a privilege and they can get back to the kinds of hiking, you know, what do they say, leave nothing behind except footprints and take nothing but pictures or something.
Leave only footprints, take only pictures.
Yeah, I like it.
Right.
I like it.
And don't, yeah, and some of these hikers were really, just really bad actors out there. So
bad news. Ruffians.
Yeah, so that's sort of a little bit of where hiking is and where it is, and just wanted to catch people up. But definitely, you know, despite the bugs and the what mud might be out there, there's some great nature to be seen. But if you don't feel like going out, get on Duluth Phenology and check out the photos yourself.
Fantastic. We'll get a link set up and everything. Andrew, thanks a million for joining us this morning. Andrew Slade is a naturalist, an outdoorsman, and an author, and he joined us this morning as our host on North Shore. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.